Start up
Got
the
it.
timer this time on time. Sweet.
So I was putting in the date for our movie and stuff, you know, updating our spreadsheet.
Yep.
And you know what we totally missed
Ooh,
was
what is
that a month ago was our year anniversary
Oh shit, of doing the podcast?
of doing the movie reviews. We
Oh,
started the
when we started
movie.
tidying things up, you mean?
Yeah. We started the movie reviews on February 7th last year.
Wow, holy crap.
So we've done over a year's worth of movie reviews for you now.
Wow, look at that. That's a lot of movies.
Commitment.
Well, yeah, I mean, think about it. Like, there's been like the occasional week where we've skipped, or for some reason, or you know, like when you had your thing with your arm and whatever. But for the most part, we've been pretty consistent. So you're welcome, y'all, for almost weekly fucking podcast of just us catching up. You know what would be fascinating to do is to review like one of our first ones.
No.
Not movies. I'm talking about like our
I
podcast.
know. No. I don't like listening to myself.
I don't like I haven't listened to us in a while. I listened, believe it or not, to last week, just to kind of like quality control regarding like sound and stuff. Mine sounded a little blown up last week, but yeah, it's weird because it's like I remember this conversation. Oh yeah, that was me. Because you know, I'll start working and stop like paying attention. Because normally, when I'm like working and listening to podcasts, like you know, you kind of get in that zone, so you kind of miss things on the podcast. And I was like, "How do I know this?" Oh yeah, that's me,
That shit.
dumbass.
I don't listen to myself on the radio either.
No, yeah, I don't like listening to myself. I do not like the sound of my voice. I was telling my boss.
I don't mind the sound of my voice. I just don't like repeating myself. So listening to what I already said is basically the same thing.
Oh, funny. No, I don't like listening to myself. I was having this conversation with my boss the other day. And we were talking about how listening to your voice sounds different. So I was like, yeah, in my head, I sound like Barry White. But then I listen to myself and I'm like, that doesn't sound like fucking Barry White. I always feel like, hey, baby, how's it going? Show you ride.
I should come up with something like totally off of my head. In my head, I sound like Melody Griffith.
I sound like Cloris Leachman.
Man,
Wait, what?
so speaking of Melody Griffith and Cloris Leachman, we got to the episode in Hulu where fucking Melanie Griffith, or in Hulu, in Raising Hope, where Melanie Griffith pops up as Sabrina's mom.
Oh,
And I'm like, still hate her. But it's like, oh, I fucking love Cloris Leachman in that show so much.
Oh, she's the best in that show.
It's like, it's so good. She's so good. Whenever there's episodes where she's not in it much, I'm like, more,
Yeah, where is
more.
she? It's yeah, it's funny because once we go through a show, we don't usually go back to it. We try to find something new. But if there's ever a time where we're like, I can't find anything, I'm just gonna put this on. It's either that show or like Modern Family.
Oh, that's funny. See, our go-tos are Schitt's Creek. I've been throwing on Friends recently. And what was it? Oh, Bob's Burgers. We just watch every night. I mean,
Oh
literally
yeah.
just start the season over, kind
Oh
of,
yeah, no,
and
yeah, I'll do that with a lot of shows. It's like the, you know, what mean like the wife go back to. No, I which is weird because those two shows, as much as we'll watch them together like over and over again, if you know, if we can't find anything to watch, I won't do it on my own. Like
Oh, that's funny.
I'll watch all the other shit I have.
Right.
You know, because I just started watching
So since you watched Raising Hope, it got canceled, right? It doesn't wrap up. Like the season, the series doesn't really wrap up, does it?
I'm trying to remember here. I mean, I think that they knew that there was an end, so it's not like they got caught off guard,
Okay.
if I remember correctly, because we were watching it like as the seasons were going, and I believe that they had announced it was going to be their last season, I believe.
Oh, okay. It says Fox canceled it and then the series finale ran. They
Yeah.
canceled it in March, so then the series finale ran in April. Okay, so did they know? That's pretty quick.
Yeah. But yeah, I it was like if there was a show that if they wanted to bring back, I would
Well, didn't she
totally.
go on to do the Irish one?
Yeah,
The
but that only lasted like 2 seasons.
okay. See,
It
okay, here's my thing. So Fresh Off the Boat became a moderate success, right? And then all of us, or I don't know if it started with the Goldbergs, But then you got all the other, then we got the Jewish family, then we got the Irish family, and then we got, there's like, all right, too much.
I don't think I even thought about it.
That's totally what I thought when I thought they were all like carbon copies of the same thing. Like, do you watch the Goldbergs?
Nope.
I've heard people telling me you should watch it because it's like the '80s, you know, and stuff. And
yeah, but
and I like Wendy McLovin, like whatever her name is. She's funny. You don't like her?
No. I'm people would say the same thing about Big Bang Theory.
Same.
And I'm like, no.
No.
Oh, but it's totally like your kind of people. I'm like, nah.
I know. I tried. I've watched an episode of that and I was like, no.
Yeah. I
never
annoying.
Even watched the Goldbergs, really.
No. I think I watched it maybe once because there was like a wrestling episode.
I thought Fresh
something.
Off the Boat was racist. I didn't watch it. I didn't like it either.
Oh no, I like Fresh Off the Boat. I liked it
much.
Because it was
I like Randall Park. Story. I think he's fucking funny.
Randall Park is a national treasure.
Yeah, he's fucking hilarious. I loved the little rom-com he did with Ali Wong on Netflix. It came out a couple years ago. But
fun fact, my friend Little Stacy, that's her name because there's a Big Stacy, and they were roommates, Little and Big Stacy. My friend Little Stacy, she and Randall Park went to prom together.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's funny, right?
That's funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think I watched.
Oh, I started watching. Or I'm going to start watching. There's a show on Peacock where it's Randall Park and Ed Helms, like hosting a show that they recreate people's like crazy stories.
Okay, interesting.
Like, people come on and like tell a crazy story, then they get like at like you know like their actor or friends to like recreate that story or whatever. Looks fucking hilarious.
That's funny.
So I'm going to start watching the...
It sounds a little bit like Drunk History.
Yes. Kind of in that vein.
Yesterday, I was looking for something to throw on TV kind of while I was like, you know, cleaning the house kind of. Mm-hmm. So I went to Netflix and this show popped up. It's called Making Fun. The Crafters,
yep.
The Builders?
Okay. Uh-huh.
It's this guy who's... can't remember his name. Johnny, Jimmy, something like that. Apparently, he used to be like a toy maker, like worked in New York for the toy companies, like building toys and inventing toys and stuff like that. And he goes, and then after like 10, 15 years, 20 years, whatever, he goes, I realized I don't like toys. I don't like kids. I don't like people. So he moved out of the country and he lives on a farm, but he's got this big ass barn where he's a maker and makes shit, right? So his new show with his buddies is they got like a bunch of kids pitching their fucking ideas and they have to pick one and make whatever these kids come up with. Right. So the first episode,
oh my God.
The first episode was like, there's like 5 minutes of kids pitching shit. And they're like, next, that's dumb. Next, you know? And then first one was like kid, sister and brother. And they're like, want you to build this T-Rex. And they're like, why a T-Rex? I'm like, cause it's the biggest dinosaur. Okay. And like, what's so special about the T-Rex? And he goes, but he's going to, spit out tacos. And they're like, okay. And they're like, candy tacos. Okay. And then they're like, okay, that sounds cool. So they're building this giant dinosaur and decided they're going to make this little belt for the tacos to come up, something like that. And then halfway through the episode, they'll bring the kid back to like, oh, how's it going? You know? And they're like,
yeah.
Oh, you know? And then they're like, oh, can we add something? You know, like there's always an add something.
He needs a backpack.
The dinosaur needs a toilet for all the tacos he's gonna eat.
Oh my God.
You're like some dinosaur taco toilet. This like little kid screaming, dinosaur taco toilet! You know.
What's the name of the show again?
Making Fun. So then like they're like, how about like if there's a toilet like sitting underneath the dinosaur and the person sitting on the toilet can catch the tacos in their mouth? They're like, yeah. So that's what they ended up building. So then the next episode was, like I said, you get a bunch of crazy ideas at the beginning, which is kind of funny. This one girl's like, girl and her sister's like, I want you to make this robot nanny that'll like wake you up in the morning and help you with your homework and be nice to you. And da 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 da. They're like, so you want us to make an iPhone? She goes, I never thought of it that way.
Aha. Anyway,
so the second one they picked was this girl goes, I want you to make me a unicorn bicycle. They're like, okay, why? She goes, well, it's going to race another unicorn bicycle. They're like, oh, so you want two unicorn bicycles? She goes, yeah. And I want it to like, when you ride it, I want like wings to flap and it's going to be a unicorn a cycle. And they're like, and he's like, so we're going to do a race. It's like, all right, I can get behind this. So like the team splits up into two to build, each build their own. And then the kid comes back halfway through. It was like, oh yeah. And I want it to fart glitter. So they added these little air pumps that would fight, and then they raced him at the end.
Man, for a guy who hates kids.
Yeah, he's like, why? Exactly. And he's like Mr. Grumpy, and the kids are always calling him Grumpy. He's like, why am I taking orders from kids? You know?
That's hilarious. I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. I guess I just threw it on while I was doing something else, and it's kind of silly.
Are you all, I'm assuming you're all caught up with the last comic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We couldn't wait for that. It was like, hey, it's Friday. Last one laughing's on. Woohoo. That was great. Fucking loved it.
I haven't watched it yet. If it came out, if it was yesterday or two days ago at this point, because it's, yeah, then I don't think I watched them yet.
Yeah, so I thought I did. Anything. But I was like, man, I would almost want to watch it again already. It was so funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Then, I think once they're all out, I'm going to start again and just try to watch the whole thing.
And then when it ended, we were like, bring on the USA version. And then we're like, watch, they're going to fuck it up. Put all kinds of stupid fucking people on it.
Yeah. Well, what'll happen is the first two seasons will be fucking hilarious. Because they'll get the cream of the crop. It'll be like season three, and it'll really start to fall off.
Josh is like, it'll be like Carrot Top. And
yeah, no, that'll be like season three or season like four.
I tried to Google to see if they were making a USA version, but crickets, nothing. It's like, come on, man. Come on. That shit was funny. Come on,
Cletus. Come on, Cletus. Baby, come on. Baby, come on.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
How was your week?
Fine. I'm looking at the Raising Hulu page. I didn't realize her name was Virginia Slims Chance. But that does not surprise me.
Some of the shit she would say on that show, man.
I think we're in season three now. And so season three now, they're getting a bunch of big name guests.
People, yeah.
Yeah, like some Melanie Griffith popped up. And then we just watched the one where that kid from fucking American Pie.
Oh, uh-huh.
I don't remember his name, but yeah,
nope.
He popped up. Oh my God. It was the one where they told Jimmy he was adopted for like 2 weeks and then they took him back. And so he had to go meet his almost family and found out how great they were until they found out they were totally racist. And then we literally had to back it up because they're like, I don't know what the first line was something about, oh, you sound like the Mexicans. They're like, what? Wait, what? And then they said something about, oh, I bet you're friends with the blacks too. And the way the whole family said, whoa, drop their shit. And like, what is like, oh my God, we had to rewind it. We're like, that was fucking hilarious. Oh my God. They're racist. Oh,
please bring that show back.
That's a good show. It's a good show.
Just bring it back. Bring it back. But like, you know, so many years later now, we're
hoping to be like a teenager.
Yeah.
Ooh, Hope is a teenager.
Teenager, and she's got little like.
And now Mama's remnants. Died. You know, Mama's passed on now.
Yeah.
So now, you know.
Yeah.
House of Virginia's.
Yeah, but if you so
I haven't finished it. I don't know if they actually move into Sabrina's grandma's fancy ass house or not. Damn, the house is nice. Don't tell me.
No. It's okay. I don't remember. But what if like. It's a like a teenage Hope, but she's kind of like exhibiting like signs of her mom.
Yeah.
Killer crazy.
Every time her mom comes on, I'm like, Bijou Phillips is so pretty.
Yeah, she's pretty.
She's so pretty. I know she's supposed to be a serial killer. She's so pretty.
I mean, I don't blame him.
Yeah, right?
Oh, man. That's
good
just
show.
Funny. Yeah.
I've never seen... Besides Martha Plimpton, I haven't seen the rest of the cast in anything else.
Oh, the dad I have.
Oh, I'm like, even the dad, Lucas Neff.
Yeah, no, he's been in other stuff. I'm trying to remember, but like, yeah, he's been in other stuff.
I'm on his wiki page. He was in Big Hero 6. I'm like, oh, the series.
The series.
American Princess, Carol's Second Act, Marriage. There's been nothing after that I even heard of. Here's everything after Raising Hope. Fear, Inc., Downward Dog, Big Hero 6 series, American Princess, Carol's Second Act, Marriage Story, Trash Trunk, and Monsters at Work.
So all voiceover stuff, basically.
Wait, that's his film. That's it. It's like, wait, you don't even have a TV? Oh, that's your whole, that's everything.
That's weird because I know I'd seen him in something else. But I can't
Bert.
For the life of me.
Oh, no, that was Jimmy. That. Sorry, that was Jimmy.
Oh, okay.
Garrett. Oh, shit. Garrett's been in it. The dad's name. What's dad? What's the dad's name? Bert. Garrett Lee Dillahunt.
That sounds.
He's been in a bunch of shit.
There we go. Okay, now this makes sense. So I'm like, really? I feel like I've seen him in a bunch of shit.
Okay, so Raising Hope was in.
I mean, I understand that I could probably do the exact same thing that you're doing, but I'm not. I could be Googling it.
why duplicate it? Okay, since Raising Hope has been, let's see, the movies ended in 2014.
There was a serious-ish movie he was in.
He was in 12 Years a Slave. He was in 12 Years a Slave. Yep. He was in Looper.
Oh, I liked Looper.
I never watched that.
Oh, it's a little disconcerting because the movie's cool.
Just before I go, Against the Sun, Thrilling Adventure Hour, Beast, Come and Find Me, Wheelman, Braven, Benched, Widows, Sergio, Army of the Dead.
Yep, we just watched that.
And he's in a bunch of stuff right now.
It was like three movies ago.
Bert Chance.
And his lawn mowing service.
the one with the adopted family. The son was the realtor with the hat. So Bert's like, why didn't I come up with the gimmick? The landscaper with two watches.
Landscaper.
And she said something like, so you'll always be on time or you'll work double time or something. Like, yeah. They're so funny. The fucking words that she'll use.
That was always my real favorite words. Part.
Like, oh my God.
That was always my favorite part.
Just throw them out there like nothing. Like,
because she would be all matter of fact about it.
Yeah, totally. And then one yesterday, they were doing something. She was making some marshmallow bunnies or something. And she was holding the black licorice in her mouth like a cigarette. I kept noting that she was doing that. I'm like, and then she even ashes it at one point. She's ashing her licorice.
Oh, that show's still the best.
It's a good show. I didn't have anything going on this week. I just had physical therapy, which was good. You know, twisting my arm around, getting it to work.
Yeah. So is
twisting on it, pulling on it, tugging on it.
Progress.
It's getting a lot better.
That's good.
Other than that, that's the only thing I did this week. That was the only time I left the house.
This was a busy weekend for us.
Wait, how many times? We should play this game now because you leave the house twice a day for school, right?
Yeah, I at the very, you know, if unless the wife is here, which hasn't happened a lot recently because she's been very busy at work. So yeah, I've been on pickups and drop-offs pretty much the entire.
Okay, so after I have physical therapy this week and next 2 weeks and I'm done. After that, we should play a game called Guess How Many Times I Left the House This Week.
Well, we should do it, but without like things that like if I exclude
drop-offs
and pickups.
I was gonna say for me, once physical therapy's done, then I don't have anything that's on a schedule.
Yeah. No, so. I know. But like these are like
I know. Your rules would be besides those.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, besides that, because I did do a besides that yesterday. So, yeah, little Home Slice was in her very first play.
That's right. I saw a picture on the Insta. Wait. Was she a crow?
She was a crow.
All right. I almost tell my on Insta. I almost just put a little tree emoji.
Yeah, it's funny because the guy at work was telling me how as a kid he was a tree. I was like, that's fucking hilarious.
Great.
So she had her play. She had two showings yesterday. She did a 10 o'clock and a 2 o'clock. And so my wife's
did you plays on Saturdays?
Well, it was just like one.
Did they do them like, it's like when I was a kid, we didn't do one Saturdays. We did
right? Yeah, but this is only like the only time they're ever going to do it.
No.
So they're done. Okay. But my wife's parents came out And so Little Home Slice had our grandparents here and they spent the night, which was weird. I mean, it's not weird because they were here. I mean, because I mean, mind you, they have not stayed here in forever.
I was going to say, when's the last time you had them in your house staying the night?
It's been a very long time, but that wasn't the weird part. The weird part is more so my office.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, like, yeah, it's the spare room. There's a bed here where people stay, but people haven't stayed here in so long that now it's more, I see it more so as my office. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's weird. You're staying in my office. and I'm on call this weekend. So like, I'm like, oh God, if something pops off in the middle of the night,
shit. Oh my God.
So I grabbed my laptop and put it like next to my bed just in case.
Yeah. Oh my God. I saw this Snapchat this week where it was like, me and my friends all work remotely. So we all got a house at the beach for a month. And it just showed everybody just sitting there on their laptops, just in their bathing suits, just by the pool or wherever. But everybody's working. You know, nobody's even talking to each other because everybody's just on their laptops. But fuck it. We need a vacation house at the beach, bitches. I'm getting a tan while I work.
Yeah, seriously.
If I didn't have to do my radio show, I could do that. But because of the fucking radio show, I got all this equipment and shit.
I might be doing that in a couple months, maybe, because I think my wife wants to go visit her brother and his wife and the baby, and they want to do it over a week. And instead of, I'm like, why would I take off time? Why don't I just work from there? Because, you know, we're hanging out. He's a baby. We're not like going out and stuff and we're still in COVID times. So I'm like, I can really just do that from there. So I'm like, oh, there's one of the guys I work with, like he's got family in Vegas. So he's out in Vegas all the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with these Zoom backgrounds and shit, you never know where anybody is.
Yeah.
It looks like they're just in their living room or their bedroom or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You just never know. So, yeah, I'm actually going to be trying that. Fairly nice. Soon. It's going to be weird, but I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
Nice. But,
Went to the play yesterday. Got to see Little Home Slice be a crow. And like they did.
She used an accent.
With one of her lines, she did.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oops. But that's because it's a sassy line. Like, what's the line? Something about like, and there's no one there to stop us or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Some line like that. But yeah, she's got a sassy line that gets like a chuckle. and then what they did is because, you know, all the kids are all masked up still on stage. What they did is they pre-recorded the them singing
their lines?
The songs. Uh-huh. No, the songs. They still did their lines, but the songs they pre-recorded. And so some of the kids were, as my daughter likes to say, instead of, she doesn't say lip syncing, she says mouth syncing, which I think is fucking hilarious. Mouth syncing. Because it sounds like something completely not that. But a lot of the kids were lip syncing and some were just kind of just going through the motions, but not moving their mouth. So it looked very animatronic.
Oh my God. That's funny.
I'm like, that's kind of weird and funny at the same time, but you know, it was cute. She's seven, you know, they had the higher grades, like the fifth grade kids were like the bigger roles, but
yeah,
it was a lot of kids.
How long was it?
It wasn't that bad. It was only like about an hour.
Oy.
So they condensed.
You were gonna tell me it was like 20 minutes.
Oh, no, it wasn't that quick. Because at that point, I would have been like, I left the house for 20 minutes. I'm leaving the house.
Well, at first I was going to say a half an hour, but then I was like, maybe even better, 20 minutes.
No, it was about an hour, but like it really went by really fast. They really like did, you know, The Wizard of Oz abridged.
Nice.
You know, they got to all the characters and then next thing you know, they're in Oz and the witch is dying and, you know, the certificates and hearts and brains and things. credits. But yeah, it was cute. I took a lot of pictures.
Nice.
You know, because that's me. That's my kid.
Right.
It's funny though, as before we were recording and shit, I was thinking about, you know, the play and stuff. And I'm like, I am very fortunate that I have the coolest little fucking dorky kid.
As opposed to
like other people who might have like shitty kids.
Or there's like some shitty kids there?
No, but like, you know, like, I don't know. I always picture people having like annoying kids.
Uh-huh.
not that any of my friends have annoying kids. They have great kids, but I don't know. I just feel lucky that my kid is like silly and goofy and kind of hilarious sometimes. Like sometimes she'll just say the most randomest shit. I'm like, where the fuck do you get this shit from? She's like, I'm your daughter.
Nice.
I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot. Sorry.
Started watching some South Park from this new season.
Oh, me too.
I was gonna say, you said something about the shitty kids, the shitty people all moving in. MacBook. What was the one thing they kept saying that I didn't even know what the fuck what was? They were saying a bunch. What, Tesla, MacBook? Was something about water, sparkling water? What were they saying?
Water. Yeah.
And there was another one. There was like the other one that they kept saying. I was like, I don't know what that means.
Oh, what was it?
I'm trying to find the seasons and shit. So, oh, here we go. Damn, they're on season 25.
They're actually one of our clients, which is kind of hilarious.
I went back and watched the Pajama Day. I haven't watched the second one yet for some reason, but we watched the
third. Oh, one. Pajama Day is funny.
Yeah, I just watched Pajama Day. Yeah, tell me what to wear. City people. Shitty people.
I hate to say it. That show's, as much as I was like, I wonder if this is still funny. It was still fucking funny.
It's still pretty fucking funny.
And I ended up watching the post-COVID movie.
I haven't watched that one yet.
Fucking hilarious. Because they go into the future. They basically like show the kids all.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I saw the first half. I haven't watched the end of it.
Fucking hilarious.
So yeah, in the what was it called? In City People, it was all about the shitty people. moving to South Park, leaving the shitty lifestyle, moving to South Park with their they're like, we can't have all the fucking, they're blaming it on the real estate people.
Uh-oh. Because Cartman's now like a real estate agent to like oppose.
They were all like doing the poses where they're like breaking their backs. And then when I watched the Raising Hope episode and Jimmy's almost brother was the real estate guy with the hat, he was totally doing that same pose. I was cracking up. I was like, he's going to break his back. He's going to break his back. Oh, yeah. LaCroix. They were saying LaCroix.
Oh, yeah.
LaCroix. But that's the one I know. Where's the one they didn't know? Or I didn't know Tesla's. It was like a food or something they kept saying.
I'm trying to remember.
The quadrant, Pilates. They were saying Pilates. Ugh, dang it. It's not on here. I was hoping it would be listed on here. Dang it.
Hopefully somebody's just yelling at their...
I doubt it.
At their podcast right now going, it's this one.
I doubt it. The Big Fix. Okay, that was the second one. Like I said, for some reason when we turned it on the other day, we watched the third one and then we watched the new one and then I went back to watch the first one. So
cool.
Oh, so the second one, Randy Marsh is going to a cannabis expo.
Token was the other one. Have you watched the Token one?
That's this one, I think.
We've been saying it wrong the entire time.
What is his name?
It's Tolkien.
Oh, that's what it says here. This episode retcon the name of the supporting character Token Black. His aboriginal name is really Tolkien.
Tolkien. And
Tolkien after the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. And the best part is that they make you feel racist about it. It's just like, why? How are you saying it? It's like, oh God.
It's like there was a video. Oh, Lindsay Lohan is now on TikTok. And her first birdie was like, hey, it's Lindsay Lohan and I'm on TikTok. And everyone's like, wait, how did she say her last name? They're like, she literally says it Lohan, like L-O-W-E-N. And like, we've been saying it wrong for years.
It's not Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, it's not Lohan. It's Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan.
I knew that years ago. Also, it's Rihanna, not Rihanna.
Not Rihanna. Rihanna. And
whenever I would play her music or when I would have one of her songs on Coast when I was on there, I would always say Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Not Rihanna. And I blame Jay-Z for that.
Yeah.
Because he introduced us to her on Umbrella with Rihanna, Where You At?
Yeah. Yeah. So
bitch, say her name right.
Yeah, she's on your track, dude.
And I was arguing with somebody, one of the guys in the morning show guys one day, it was actually on one of the morning shows, about pronouncing somebody's name correctly. And he's like, what does it matter? I'm like, because respect.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I'm not going to let you call me Casey. My name's Carrie. It's like, get the hell out of here, you know?
Do you think I like people calling me Irwin because they can't believe that a dude spells it E-R-I-N? I mean, did I tell you there's a, oh man, one of the people I was helping the other day, his name was Aaron. But, you know, it came up as A-A-R-O-N. And then on the while I was talking to this guy, he was like, actually, I spell my name E-R-I-N. I just got tired of correcting people. So I changed it to A-A-R-O-N. I'm like,
oh,
really?
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
That's crazy.
I don't like the other way.
A-A-Ron.
Who puts two vowels together?
I always think of A-A-Ron from Kenan, yeah. From Kenan Kel. Wrong show. Jordan Peele and what's his name?
When I was a kid, so Jen, little brother, had a friend when we were camping that was his age. It was one of the other parents' kids, and his name was Aaron, but it was only one A, but we still called him Aaron.
I've seen it spelled where it almost looks like you're spelling Aryan, like Aryan Dumb. Brotherhood. It's weird.
Dumb. Why make shit complicated?
Nope. It's always an E to the R to the I to the N.
You know, it's funny because I grew up always liking guys' names on girls. Right?
Really?
Love Daryl Hannah, Stevie Nicks. I love guys' names on girls, right? And then now my name has pretty much come to like, my name is really like 50-50, I think. It's like when you hear the name Carrie, it's like, yep. You guy or a girl. And yeah. The fact that Carrie Hart spells his name the same way as I do. And then that actress Carrie Mulligan that was in the same name. It's like, it really could go either way.
Yeah, yours could really go both ways. Wait, what?
I'm okay with that. It makes me more anonymous.
Anonymous. I still to this day get a mail that addresses me as Miss Aaron Xavier or Mrs. Aaron Xavier. I'm like,
that's Mrs. Chanan LeBron. Yeah.
That's Mrs. Chandler Bing.
In one of the greatest Friends episodes ever, where they play the trivia contest about who knows each other more, and they make up trivia contests against each other, and then the girls lose and the boys win their apartment. Mm-hmm. It comes, one of the questions was, what name does the TV guide come to at the guy's house? And Rachel jumps up. She's like, it's Chandler Bing. And she goes, it's like, wrong. They're like, it's Chandler Bong, and they're like, it's Mrs. Chandler Bong, and they're like, because the girls, they're like, you should know that we steal it every week. And then the girls lost the whole quiz on what's Chandler's occupation.
I'm trying a blank.
It's never really explained. It's never explained.
Yeah, I was like,
he just works in an office.
Fucking funny.
I think he almost makes like the best money out of everybody, you know, maybe except Ross makes pretty decent money, but cause he's always got money. He's always lending Joey money and stuff like that, but it's never exactly. They're like, so in that episode, they're like, and Rachel's like spitting shots. Just transponder. He does numbers. He's a transponder. The time runs out. Monica's like, that's not even a word.
I want to be that guy where people are like, I don't really know what the fuck that guy does.
Yeah.
I think he's got a job, but he's always home.
Right. Well, Chandler went to an office every day.
No, he would have to go to an office, but I'm saying like me, like people probably just think like neighbors probably think I'm just a fucking housewife or some shit.
I wondered that too. But I was like, I wonder if this day and age they realize, oh, people just work.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm okay with being a house husband. It's cool.
Right. I'm a stay at home dog mom.
People must think I'm that anyway, because I only leave the house to pick up and drop off the kids.
Right.
Oh, man.
Ooh. I came across one of those videos, those setups, those what would you do where they put people in scenarios in like a restaurant. And, you know what I mean? It was a dad sitting there having dinner or lunch with his daughter, and there were these two moms at a table next to him, and they're like, is that your daughter? And like, yeah. And they're like, oh, is your wife sick today or something? She's like, no, I take care of her. I'm a stay-at-home dad. And they were like kind of making fun of him for it.
Really?
Yeah. And it was like, this is dumb. I've seen way better setups than this. But there was a girl there who was sitting there eating at a table, and she piped up and stood up for him, because she's like, I was raised by my dad. She goes, that little girl's going to learn this and that and the other and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, she shut them up, but it's like, the moms were way over. It's like, dude, who would do that?
Yeah, you're gross, dude. What the fuck? Don't do that.
There was one, there was a good one. It was the what would you do? There was a mom sitting with these two little kids at a table, and the kids wanted, mom, can we get this? Can we get that? And you know, they're like, oh, it's your birthday. Can we get a cake? And the mom's like, no, just we'll get this one plate and we'll share it. You know, because she didn't have any money. Mm-hmm. And the kids were like, oh, we want, but kids didn't understand. Like, oh, we want this, we want that, whatever. And then like, there was a mom from another table that overheard them. And like, the kids went to the bathroom or something, and she got up and went over to the mom and gave her like $50 or something to pay for the meal and said, get something for yourself, get that cake, take it home, blah, 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 blah. You know, yeah, I was like, oh. It was cute.
Dude, I would fucking, I hate to say it, man, but I love hanging out with my kids. So making me get fucking stay at home. I mean, technically I am a stay at home dad, but I love hanging out with my kid.
Right? Do you get paid for that?
If I got paid for that, like to hang out with my own kid, that's a double bonus.
Right.
Let's go on adventures all the time. Where you want to go today?
I heard something on the porch, and I'm like, hey, where was the delivery? It's a freaking Sunday. And I checked up my cameras and like,
it's not delivery.
It wasn't a delivery, but my camera went off. And I'm like, what is that? I was like, oh, is a kid cruising across my
another porch? One that's like, hey, I hear that you're taking in kitties.
Yeah, it was funny because at 6:30 this morning is black and white kitty cruise by, and then at 10 o'clock, gray kitty cruise by.
Hey dog, you letting people in? What's up?
So did I tell you now? So the cat, almost every night now, the cat will come sneak in our room after like the dogs are asleep, and the cat comes up on the bed and sleeps in the corner of the bed by Josh's feet. The dogs don't even know she's there.
That's so funny. She's
it's so
brave.
Fucking cute. Yeah. So like every time I get up and go to the bathroom, I'll always stop and I pet her on my way back to the bathroom. I reach out for her and find her and pet her. And then one time I was just grabbing Josh's feet. He's like, what are you doing? I was like, I was trying to pet the cat.
what happened?
I'm all jelly because she sleeps over there by him, but she's really just coming up and sleeping on like the closest corner. She hasn't figured out like,
yeah,
she hasn't decided to take reign over everything yet, you know?
Yeah. She's like, because this way it's easy for her to bounce. If things get a little escalated.
She does. Yep. 100.
She's smart.
Yeah. I think it's because Betty can fit under the beds where she can, you know, where she, if she were to go to hide, that's like her hiding spot. And Betty's like, I got you. Betty can jump up on the bed, you know? So it's like,
yeah.
There's another video the other day of some people put like, it's a pole. It's like that you attach to the wall, but the whole thing was like a giant scratching post almost, but they climbed it to get to the shelves up on top and was just like running around the shelves. I was like, Lord. Oh, that's dope.
Jeez, that's a lot of cat parkour right there.
Yeah, that's what it was. Love that.
Parkour.
Should we talk about the movie? You got anything else? Oh, our goodie
playlist.
Yeah.
All right.
So I sent you a song this week for the goodie playlist. I was digging deep into the Hall & Oates catalog. My favorite duo ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I found this song a little while ago, probably about a month or so ago, Family Man by them, that I really didn't know before.
Oh, really?
And I fucking love it. I don't even know where it's from. It's like, I feel like it had to be in a movie or something. It totally sounds like something from a movie.
Oh, yeah, it kind of does. I knew this song. I've heard it before. Let's see. I'd like to hear it. Let me make sure that this is up. She took a standard pose as she presented herself. She had sultry eyes. She made it perfectly plain that she was his for a price. But he said, leave me alone. I'm a family man, and my bark is much worse than my bite. He said, leave me alone. I'm a family man. If you push me too far, I just might.
This is my favorite part.
Oh, 100%.
She
right? It was first recorded and released as a single by musician Mike Oldfield. I thought I was going to say Oakenfield in 1982 on Virgin Records.
Yeah, I don't. I know this song from like back then. I just remember it was just from like
it feels like it should totally be an album movie
or something. But yeah, it definitely sounds like it would be a movie thing.
Good selection. I recently got myself a Hall & Oates shirt that just has a drawing of them on it, but it has no words, so it's like doesn't tell you who it is. So you better fucking know.
I was kind of going through the new releases in Spotify over the week.
Oh, nice.
Just kind of scrolling and saying like, I wonder what this is. Sometimes I come up on some stuff that's like, well, that's kind of cool, or stuff that I'm like, no, not for me, not for me. Okay. But I found this dude, Denzel Curry, who I don't know much about.
I believe he opened up. He was one of the openers for Run the Jewels when we saw them in Vegas in 2017.
Oh shit! Look at that, bringing it around. Nice. Yeah, I found this new song that he put out last month, and I thought, he has two songs out right now that I caught, but this is the one that I added, which is called Walkin'. So, like to hear it? Here you go. Yeah.
Walking with my back to the sun. Keep my head to the sky. Me against the world is me, myself, and I like daylight. Got in touch with my soul. Trading softly on the path down the rockiest road. Life isn't ice cream without monopoly dough. The property grows in value, and rightfully so. I gotta have it. I see the way the people get treated is problematic. They ready to set us up for failure. It's systematic. But when I felt it, my eyes melted. The selfish are constantly profiting off the helpless. I never do my team green. Make the team green like the Celtics. The ones that ain't making it overzealous. They show and tell us throughout history. Earn a cheddar, they form and break out nickel plated chrome Berettas. The same old story in a whole different era. I'm watching massacres turn to running mascara. But anywho, for the pain, see what this henny do. So we can see what lies beneath as we pull up a swig of truth. The sun sets as I sip a few. The sky turns a different hue, farther from the color blue. The nighttime has arrived.
That's clean, man. Like, I just like at some like head bumping shit.
Smooth.
And, like, and that beat is just clean, man. It's just nice and smooth.
Yeah.
Nice. I like it. So, yeah, I'm going to be doing a little bit more of a deep dive on this kid because that's clean.
Nice.
I like it. It's fresh.
I sent you an article this week, update on the Tinder swindler guy.
Oh, so, yeah.
The family that he was trying to impersonate himself as part of, he said he was part of this LeVayv diamond family because there's this family. It's basically he changed his name legally to match theirs. So they're finally suing him.
Just a matter of time, man. Like watching that documentary and shit.
Yeah, I said the same thing.
It was hard.
Well, they probably had no idea.
Yeah, until now we're like, who, what the, what? So, yeah, it was bound to catch up with them. And, you know, rich people don't like to be impersonated.
Right.
Like, they have problems with that. So, yeah, I'm wondering how far it will go and if they'll actually, like, be able to cash in on that.
Well, it's interesting because the article said that they've filed a criminal court complaint against him. The lawyer for the family says charges were filed. Malice brought against their name. Served for malice brought against the LeVayv name. Mm-hmm. He couldn't be part of the family. And then he's like, no, I didn't. I just, you know, had the same name. It's like, no, you photoshopped yourself into a photo with theirs. Don't say you weren't trying to be part of the fucking family.
Yeah. You literally used the picture to be like, oh, yeah, this is my family right here.
Yeah.
So
the family says any money that they receive, they're going to donate to the victims of his crimes.
That's dope.
Yeah. And they said basically we're going to sue him or anybody that goes into business with him and that with that name, too. Nice. So like, you know, Cameo and all those people and stuff like that. And then fucking his rep comes out and goes, we believe that the family's just trying to insert themselves in the narrative for publicity. Why would they want that kind of fucking publicity?
Especially because they already have money.
Right? Yeah, they don't need fucking publicity. They got money.
Yeah, they got that. Like, they don't need it for, like, they're cashing in on the celebrity of it all. Like, they got the cash.
Yeah. Like, no, no. Nice try. That's exactly what something like his dumb ass would say.
Right. Like, oh, they're just trying to cash in. Like,
on my fame.
No, dude. They don't.
On your fame for being a con man, which you claim you're not. So,
yeah.
What kind of fame is that? Dumbass.
You used their name and photoshopped yourself into a fucking picture, dog. Like, that's some shit.
Oh, and then I heard he was trying to sell the photos, like, of his security guard, the one all beaten up and bloody. He was trying to sell those as NFTs.
Oh, fuck out of here. What a fucking, like, yeah. You might want to look in the mirror, bro, because that's just you, not these other people that you impersonated. This is just solely you. Holy fuck, man. Carajo.
Anything to make a buck. Well, so he got himself a little Hollywood agent. He was trying to, you know, host a dating show or something like that.
Oh, God.
Right?
Nobody give this fucker money. Cash in on some celebrity that he ain't really got. Come on, man.
Yeah.
You're going to reward, like I said, him for being a
He's claiming he wasn't even doing it. So what are you paying him for?
Yeah. This guy needs to go get a 9-to-5 at a grocery store or some shit. And just move on with his life. What a fucking idiot.
Yep.
That's right.
Okay. Now are we gonna talk about the movie?
Yeah, let's hit that music first though.
Bam, bam. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yo, it's the Goody Squad.
Goody Squad, episode 142. I'm Chiba, he's X.
Hi.
Hi. This week we watched, finally got around to watching the documentary Val. Came out last year on Amazon Prime. About the actor Val Kilmer. It's interesting because he is another one of those people that got a video camera early on and apparently just filmed everything.
As more of these kind of like things come up, I end up realizing how much I love the fact that they did that.
Yeah.
Because you're able to actually complete
tell
your own narrative.
Story. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially in his case where he can't talk anymore. It's so sad. This movie was sad. It just kind of bummed me out. hearing his new weird voice was just sad. I was like, and then
I'm going to say yes and no to that.
Cause the sad part to me was, looking back at the pictures from, like, you know, Top Gun and shit like that, and just looking at his youth and virility back then to where he is now.
Yes, you can look at it that way. Or the fact that, like, how lucky was this guy that he got to do all this shit, got to record all this shit, and even through what he's going through now, he seems still fucking like just a regular positive fucking dude who's just kind of still living his life and not like letting like that destroy his life.
Seems like it
would create, I mean, that Mark Twain shit he did was just fucking trippy as balls. Like, this is weird, but it's like he found like creativity in doing that. To me, the trippiest part was the fact that obviously because he could not talk, his son was narrating the whole thing, and his son sounded like a young ass Val Kilmer. It was trippy. So it was crazy to see these videos of him young, but having like a voice that sounded like him young narrating that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just very like surreal, like he was almost narrating his own story back then, even though it was his son narrating it.
Yeah, now. Until I actually heard some of the video of him actually talking back then. And then it was like, oh, it's like then you kind of realize how different his voice is. You're like, oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay.
But,
yeah.
But it just sounds like a younger version mm-hmm. of Val Kilmer, you mm-hmm. know, even before they were filming. I don't know.
Yeah.
But and the fact that like they were always filming it, him and his brothers were always like recording stuff.
Mm-hmm. I had no idea he grew up in L.A. I didn't know he had a brother that died. I barely even remember the rumors of him being quote unquote difficult actor. I don't really remember.
I remember some of those. I do remember those.
Totally forgot he was Batman.
Oh, yeah. There's so many
that, again, because that's the problem. The villains outshined him in that movie. That's why.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it was a very different version of Batman that we were at that point accustomed to. You know, we had Michael Keaton in two movies that were in that kind of like Tim Burton vein,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then you go into the Val Kilmer version where it's very,
and that Joel Schumacher,
cartoony, you know? Yeah. I think it was like one of those guys. I forgot, but it's very cartoony. It's a little more kitschy. You know, so people really, you know, had their misgivings with him playing that role, but he also had such like amazing roles with like, you know, the Western he did where he was playing Wyatt Earp or whatever.
Tombstone. I love that he was known for these roles like Tombstone and Morrison, where he really gotten into these characters and stuff like that. But it's like, but he got to start with Top Secret and Real Genius. And I love both of those fucking movies.
Oh, my
and
God.
I could definitely see once when you watch Top Secret, you're like, that's Chris Knight. That's, you know, that's the Real Genius character. They just decided to give him another fucking movie, you know?
Right. Like that. As soon as they started playing like footage of like Top Secret and Real Genius, I was like, oh, my God, man, Top Secret is fucking hilarious. I forgot that was like kind of.
So I didn't realize that then, I guess, that he's this. Wants to be this totally serious actress and do shit like Hamlet.
Me neither.
And he started off with Top Secret. And I love how he's telling the story how he went and learned the guitar. And then the director's like, no, it'd be much more funny if you mimed, which he was right. The director's right.
Yeah.
But it's like he took the time to go learn the character. And it's like, ain't that kind of role?
Yeah. It's like, nah, man, this is like goofy shit. Yeah. It's
apparently
interesting.
I didn't realize that. I knew he sung the songs in the movie. He released an album as Nick Rivers with all the songs in that movie.
Oh, damn. All right.
Yeah,
I don't think I knew that.
I didn't know that. I was reading a little bit about Val Moore this morning, I think, when I got it, because we just watched it last night. I loved the stories on Top Gun, how they were kind of really divided into the two camps.
Yeah.
To make the rivalry, you know, to build up the rivalry between the two. I thought that was great.
A lot of the behind the scenes like information that you were getting from like some of these projects was so interesting.
Totally.
Like the one, the Island of Dr. Moreau, because you had heard the stories.
Yeah.
That was so sad. Were just like kind of conflicting and just kind of like ass backwards. But to see it from this his perspective and like seeing footage from that is like, oh, my God. Like, you know, to the point where like some like dude named Norm was playing Marlon Brando's.
Right. I was reading a little bit more about the filming of that movie, because I remember the movie. I know I never saw it. I just remember hearing about it and hearing that it was just a weird fucking movie, or, you know.
Yeah.
When you read the plot, it is a weird fucking movie. It's this doctor who decided to, you know, we wanted to infuse humans and people.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
I don't know.
In what I was reading about the movie, Marlon Brando's daughter committed suicide during the filming. That's why he was like, I'm out, you know.
Yeah.
He left. He went to like his island and hid out for a few days kind of thing. It's probably when they got brought in fake Norm. And they were the kind of the other side. When I was reading about the movie, said that there were him and that Kilmer and Brando, there was contention between them. They said fucking like Brando would make people wait around all day while he was sitting in his air conditioned trailer, because it was too hot to come out, while everybody else was sitting out there in the heat, all the extras. But Val would do it too. They would have these wars on who would come out of their trailer first. And it's like, you know, and
yeah,
but it's like, but Val brought up in his documentary, you know, his side kind of, you know, kind of his kind side of things too. But that whole movie seems like it was kind of screwed at the beginning. The Lucy.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know, he talked about the original director that got fired after the first couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
This story is that that director disguised himself as one of the fucking animal people and snuck back on as an extra.
What?
On the movie. Yeah.
Why? Just to like see.
No,
like
well, the... they thought he was going to fuck with the movie. Like they really got like hired security because they thought he was going to come back and like sabotage it.
Uh-huh.
But then they put out some documentary, which was called Lost Soul, The Doomed Journey of Richard Stanley's Island of Dr. Moreau, which was the original director. So they put out a documentary about it from the director's point of view, and this shit came out.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Man, what a... Must be crazy to be attached to something that is more famous for the bullshit around it than the actual movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
It almost makes me want to go back and watch it, but I've heard it's a horrible movie.
No, I want to watch the other stuff more so.
The directory thing. Actually, when I was reading the premise of the movie, it sounds pretty fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember hearing about the premise, and I remember like seeing like, especially watching this one and seeing the behind the scenes with like people dressed up as like animal looking things.
Yeah, the animal
like,
people.
This is fucking weird. What is this?
Which kind of reminds me of, there's this TikTok I came across recently and I had to do some research to find out what was the point. It was somebody to anime and they put together this character that, and when they showed up this character, everybody that saw them were like, started crying. Like, oh my God, no, why? Why would you do that? Why? It was always the response. It was like, what the fuck?
Uh-huh.
What's that? Fucking, I can't remember the name of the anime now, but I've actually heard of it before.
Huh.
Well, there was an episode in it where there was this scientist. Alchemy, something alchemy. Does that sound familiar at all?
Like alchemy? Full Metal Alchemy or...
Yes. Is that an anime?
I think so.
Hold on, now I'm gonna Google it. Go back to the wiki. Yes, I think that's it. So there's an episode Full Metal Alchemy. There was an episode where they ran into this scientist guy who was a Full Metal Alchemist.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's it. So there's an episode where they ran into the scientist guy who was kind of obsessed with the same thing, fusing animals and people. Hmm. And he has this young daughter who's got her favorite dog that they're playing with all the time and blah, 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 blah. And then at the end of the episode, you realize he fused his daughter and the dog together.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you see the dog and it's got these big sad eyes and the guy walks in and the dog goes like, brother, and he realizes it was a sister. It's like, blah. So like that, somebody animated that character and everybody's like, why? No, God, why would you do that?
The horror.
Yeah. It's pretty funny to watch. Anyway, okay, back to Val. I enjoyed the whole walkthrough. I thought it was really good. Wait, there's something I need to know though, and I was gonna look it up this morning. Just he lived next door to his daughter, because that's the cutest fucking thing in the world.
That's the impression I got.
It's like, I know he had the Malibu place. That didn't look like Malibu.
Hey, listen, I look forward to the day that like my daughter's an adult and can do things for herself and doesn't live with her parents. I don't think I would mind if she lived next door. And that's weird for me to think about and say, but I think I'd be cool with her being like close.
That's so cute.
I love my child. And his kids just seem like just chill.
Yeah.
You know. And like the fact he still fucks with them and stuff.
Oh my God, that's the one where the scene where he like fake passes out.
Yep.
Josh and I were like, oh. And yep. he's like, that was funny. That was funny.
I saw that.
I was like, that is not funny.
I saw that part this morning because, you know, with people staying here, I didn't like watch it in the office like I would normally would. So I was watching it on my iPad in bed and then I started getting sleepy. So I watched that part this morning. I'm like, oh God, does this thing end with him like back in the hospital with some shit? I'm like,
right.
Oh, you fucker. You dick.
Same. That was super cute. Again, and reading more about Val's life this morning, it says that. And okay, so he also put out a memoir called I'm Your Huckleberry. It was published in 2020.
Oh.
And then
shoot, there's something I read that just said they actually were able to put together health. In 2021, after complex work, Kilmer's voice was able to be recreated through AI technology using archival audio of his voice.
What?
So it's almost like they gave him his voice back through some kind of AI tech out of all the recordings that he's ever done. That's fucking amazing.
How does that even work?
Like, I don't know, but I need to hear. I need to find out more. It's like, I need to know.
I need to hear him talk, because like, how is that? Your brain is telling your mouth to say stuff. How does this AI know that he's going to say these things?
That right? AI has to know how his mouth's moving or how his mouth is forming. You know what I mean? What words he's trying to form.
Oh, my God. This is some like Robotech shit going on right here.
Let me see if I can Google a little bit more. Because, yeah, that sounds fucking crazy.
Yeah. So you're telling me you can take all these fucking Goody Squad recordings and basically AI my voice. So like you can record the show with like a AI version of me while the real me is like.
Kilmer teamed up with Sonantic, a UK-based software firm that uses AI to copy voices for actors and film studios to digitally reconstruct his voice. And there's a recently released YouTube video where you can hear the finished product. Google it!
Oh, okay, hold on.
We have the capacity to create. We've all driven to share. This is our data. They created 40 different versions of Kilmer's voice before deciding on the highest quality option for this desktop-based text-to-speech program. So he probably texts it, and it talks for him.
That's Hear about Kilmer's AI voice. I'm sure we'll get a commercial first. The following was created by Val Kilmer and Sonasonic. Old recordings were used to recreate Val's voice. I'm just reading what the screen says.
Okay, cool.
All speech is computer generated.
We all have the capacity to be creative. We're all driven to share our deepest dreams and ideas with the world. When we think of the most talented creative people, they speak to us in a unique way.
This was in the movie. These lines.
A phrase we often hear is having a creative voice. But I was struck by throat cancer. After getting treated, my voice as I knew it was taken away from me. People around me struggle to understand me when I'm talking. But despite all that, I still feel I'm the exact same person, still the same creative soul. The soul that dreams ideas and stories constantly. But now I can express myself again. I can bring these dreams to you and show you this part of myself once more, a part that was never truly gone, just hiding away.
That's trippy.
So yeah, it's a desktop-based text-to-speech program. The company gave it to him free reign to use it however he sees fit, including potentially in returning to acting. So they said it's exclusively his model. He could use it for personal use, professional use if he wants to. It says fans could possibly get their first glimpse of Kilmer acting with his AI-aided voice. He is in the Top Gun sequel.
Is he?
He is. It's unclear what exactly the extent of his appearance in the film will be, but according to Jerry Bruckheimer, Tom Cruise insisted he would only participate in the sequel if Kilmer was involved.
Oh, it's so dope.
We wanted him, Kilmer, but Tom was really adamant that if he's going to make another Top Gun, Val had to be in it. Wow.
Damn. Go Tom Cruise.
Never thought I'd say that.
I know, right?
I actually want to see this movie now. Before I was like, meh.
It is interesting that
it's getting a little too much hype for me that you're going to be able to live up to it.
Especially because it's been like pushed back and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if part of pushing it back was to further work on his voice.
I don't know.
Huh.
Crazy. Whoops. Okay, sorry.
I did find it intriguing. Yeah, interesting. I did find it intriguing that he was a pretty spiritual person.
See, what else did I find interesting? Oh yeah, I think that was it. I love that his daughter lived next door to him. I think when I googled that just now, it said like I guess when he was sick, they wanted to be like, near him,
dude,
to help him
like,
out as much.
This
as
guy
could.
Was raised in Chatsworth, California. Like they like when they start talking about that at the beginning, I was like, oh shit, he was raised here,
right? Chatsworth.
Chatsworth.
And he was talking about what a shithole it was. What an arm. I'm like, it's not like it's Bakersfield, dude. Calm down. I'm like, Chatsworth's not that bad.
But it's funny, though, because you definitely had the same opinion as I did when I lived on the west side about living in the valley. Like, oh, it's a shithole. It's the bean. It's the armpit. What is it? I used to call it the armpit.
Yeah. He called it the room of hell.
Yeah. So funny that he had the same opinion, even though he lived here in Chatsworth. When they were starting to drive through Chatsworth, I'm like, do I know this area?
Right here. Looks like a nice area.
I mean, you know,
the houses had some space. They had some land. They weren't crammed next to each other.
Yeah, no, there's space out here. You know, it's you got your crammy spots, but it's pretty laid, you know, laid out. So you're not on top of each other, like on the west side. But yeah, I found that hilarious. It's a second reference to Chatsworth. We've gotten in the last couple of weeks because there was this and there was the Desi and Lucy movie where they moved out to Chatsworth. Like I'm just following the way that superstars lived because everybody lived in Culver City when they were famous and then moved out to Chatsworth
in the 50s.
Yep. I'm living that 50s life. Went from Culver City to Chatsworth. Y'all.
I finally made it
50 style. Boy, boy, boy.
Now you can take your vacations at Pismo Beach.
Oh yeah, man. Up at like Pismo. On occasion go up to like what else is up there? Up to the Redwoods. I don't know.
Top Gun is scheduled to be theatrically released on May 27th.
Of this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn, I was like, when did you finish it? Fuck. How long have you been sitting on it? It was originally scheduled for release July of 2019.
Yeah. They've been sitting on it for a long ass time.
Production.
Which is interesting. Well, you know what? Maybe this AI had something to do with it then, because I can't imagine that 2017 there was this technology. Seems more like a more recent thing.
It's almost like he could just lip sync his lines and they could just fill in the audio. Later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like take the script, type it out.
Mm-hmm.
Just act around this.
What's the new movie about? I know they're all trainers now or supposedly something. Yeah, is it Goose's like kids coming to the academy or something like that?
Something like that.
Is Jennifer Connelly's in it. I like her.
Oh.
Ooh, John Hamm. I like him. Ed Harris? Is he in the first one? No. It was that other bald guy that looks like Ed Harris. He could
very
be like
80s guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're a slacker. He was a principal in something.
Fucking in Back to the Future.
Back to the Future. Yep.
Yep. Because yeah, when you said that, you're a slacker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I don't know if I go back and watch it again very often just because I did find it kind of a downer. I mean, like I said, it was great. I loved seeing, you know, the whole
footage
about the doors and how he got into that and tried to wear the same pants for years. Like, I mean, he was one of those people that really got into the character. Like, yeah. I was reading later, like, one of the Tombstone guys, they said whenever people are like, oh, how was it? How was, like, working with Val Kilmer? He goes, I never met Val Kilmer. I met Doc Holliday. Yeah. He's one of those people that just stays in character the whole time, which I can see how that can be annoying.
Yeah. I mean, but it's
but he put out good shit.
And honestly, it's a practice that a lot of people do.
Yeah.
You know? So they're
oh
not
my
like,
God, the fucking footage, the early footage with Sean Penn and Kevin Bacon doing that play and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh my God, so good. Oh, and I love when they mooned us. And they're like, that'll be worth some money. It's like, yeah, probably.
Who's going to NFT that?
Yeah. And then, but then I found it, you know, kind of sad, you know, doing the autograph circuit and stuff like that. And him getting sick and having to take a break. And I'm like, oh, he's right there in front of everybody. I'm like, oh, I'm like, let me make it around the corner. It's like, yeah. Oh. That was just, it was sad. Like it was really good. And I learned some stuff from it that I didn't know. And I've always kind of been a Val Kilmer fan. I mean, you know, he's not in my top five, but you know, he never hated the guy. He's just part of the '80s that we grew up with. Again, yeah. I fucking watched Real Genius the other day. I still love that movie. I can recite it to you from beginning to end.
Yeah.
But I don't know how often I'll watch it because it was kind of it's kind of sad to me. Yeah. But I'm giving it a 3. I'm giving it a pew, pew, pew.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely had its sad parts, and yeah, when he's doing the whole autograph circuit thing, but at the end of the day, I don't think I felt sad. I think that he took, you know, this situation with his voice that had happened, and he kept going, and he just kind of morphed it, and he still has a sense of humor, mm-hmm. and you know, he's still able to fuck with his kids, which like. God, I hope I'm able to do that till my last breath, you know, pretend I'm like, I don't know. Hey, you know, I'm on my deathbed, but I got to scratch my balls, you know, something stupid. Right. Or, hey, can you put on the TV? I want to watch like Scooby-Doo. Just something dumb. But yeah, I just see it as a guy who, you know, wished that his career had more big highlights when it came to like, I mean, he went to Juilliard and was the first like actor kind of, mm-hmm. you know, so yeah, I can see where he wanted to do serious things, but I think he got his fill. I think even with the Mark Twain stuff that he was doing and he immersed himself with, he got to make his own, call his own shots, you know, before he lost his voice. And just seems like he's still enjoying life, still doing art. So he's not like living in kind of the past and being bummed about it. At least that's the impression that I got from it. Mm-hmm. I think I would give it a 3.5, and I could see myself watching it again at some point.
Okay.
But you know, not a go-to, but I can see myself being like, oh yeah, that was good. I'll watch that again. So I would say 3.5.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm going with.
All right then.
Take that, Val. Your stuff is pretty good. What shall we move on to next?
You know what I kind of want to watch? And it's on HBO right now, and I believe he's nominated for an Oscar for it, is King Richard, which is Will Smith playing Serena and Venus Williams' dad.
Oh, okay. And that came out this year?
Last year. King Richard, it's on, it should be on, the HBO.
Okay.
And yeah, he is nominated for a Best Actor Award for this movie. Will Smith is.
All right. Yeah. Let's do that then. 143. Okay. We'll do that for 143 in Pedro Talk was, I love you.
I was just saying, I'm like, I love you.
Or as Brother Love would say it,
I love you. Excellent.
Yeah. So, hey, everybody, Coolio. Have a fantastical week.
Yeah.
We're in fucking March, y'all.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Fucking crazy.
Fucking plum cherry tree out back is starting to get flowers on it. It's like, no! Eat that thing. It's a fucking mess. At least last year, for some reason, I barely got any fruit, which is cool because I didn't have to pick it up all year long. So my dog likes to fucking eat them. So it's like, I don't know what's going to happen this year.
Yeah, right now I gotta pluck this lemon tree because it is packed. Mm. As a matter of fact, now that I say it out loud, I'm kind of annoyed that I didn't think of it earlier. So I would have pawned off some lemons onto my in-laws.
In-laws, right? There you go. Exactly.
Damn it.
Make some lemonade.
Damn it. No, I'm hoping what I'm hoping happens is that my wife goes, oh, I'm going to make some lemon flavored desserts. That's what I'm hoping for.
Lemon bars.
Yeah. Oh my God, please. I love me lemon flavored stuffs.
But fucking Amy Decker had something on her Insta story a while ago, and it had a bunch of the different Hostess fruit pies flavors.
Oh, hell yeah.
And she's like, what's your flavor? And I replied, I'm like, lemon.
Lemon, yeah.
And she goes, you're the first person to pick lemon. I'm like, what? I don't know why. Lemon was my fucking go-to, man.
Me too. Like,
even till this day, it's like, I don't want cherry. No. I don't want apple.
I'll eat them, but it's not my favorite. I would say lemon. Yeah, I'd have to go with lemon. Really? Why are we pariahs?
And then some generic brand made that chocolate pudding version that wasn't bad.
Oh, yes.
That wasn't Hostess, but yeah.
Yeah, no, because it was like a white wrapper, but it was like brown, but it was like a lightish brown color.
Yeah.
I can totally picture it. That shit was good.
I know.
Like, but it's like pudding in a pocket.
Yep.
That's exactly what it was. Pudding in a pocket. That.
But yeah, the lemon, man. The lemon.
Yeah.
Who's hating on lemon?
I don't know. Who hurt you? Lemon's rude. The shit, son.
So rude.
Lemon all day, every day.
Sadly, though, I cannot have, like, I have acid reflux these days, so no. I can't drink anything citrusy anymore. I can't do lemonade or orange juice or anything like that. I mean, I probably could, as long as I don't do it during the day. It's just if I did it in the evening before I went to bed, I would die.
Oh, man. It's... That's interesting because I have something similar to that, acid refluxy, but because I don't drink it or eat that kind of stuff as often, when I do, it doesn't affect me. Sometimes
I don't. I just avoid that stuff now. Sadly, like yeah. I said, I don't eat anything citrusy anymore. I mean, I'll still have, they say like marinara sauce, you know, supposed to,
yeah,
and alcohol and stuff like that. I mean, I don't drink alcohol, but I'll still eat like spaghetti. The thing is when I have sauce or something like that for dinner, I'll take a couple like Pepsi ACs before I go to bed and I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm good. I don't have a problem. But yeah, sadly,
getting can't say the
last time
bullshit,
I had lemonade or orange juice. I know.
Some bullshit.
That ain't for pussies.
It ain't. It ain't. We tough, y'all. Mm-hmm.
Shit. All right. Goody Squad 142. We out this bitch. She had sunk his smile, she took a standard pose.